He swung a huge knotted lump of a fist under my friend's nose. Holmes examined it closely with an air of great interest. "Were you born so?" he asked, "or did it come by degrees?" It may have been the icy coolness of my friend, or it may have been the slight clatter which I made as I picked up the poker. In any case, our visitor's manner became less flamboyant.
"Well, I've given you fair warning," said he. "I've a friend that's interested out Harrow way, you know what I'm meaning? And he don't intend to have no buttoning by you. Got that? You ain't the law, and I ain't the law either, and if you come in, I'll be on hand also. Don't you forget it."
"I've wanted to meet you for some time," said Holmes. "I won't ask you to sit down, for I don't like the smell of you, but aren't you Stevie Dixie the Bruiser?"
"That's my name, Massa Holmes, and you'll get put through it for sure if you give me any lip."
"It is certainly the last thing you need," said Holmes, staring at our visitor's hideous mouth. "But it was the killing of young Perkins outside the Holborn Bar. What, you're not going?" The negro had sprung back, and his face was leaden.
"I won't listen to no such talk," said he. "What have I to do with this here Perkins, Massa Holmes? I was training at the Bullring in Birmingham when this boy done got get into trouble."
"Yes, I'll tell the magistrate about it."